Now, yesterday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison issued a formal apology in Parliament to people who have experienced sexual harassment, sexual assault, or bullying while working with the government or at Parliament House.
I am sorry. We are sorry. I'm sorry to Ms. Higgins for the terrible things that took place here. And the place that should have been a place of safety and contribution turned out to be a nightmare. But I'm sorry for far more than that, for all of those who came before Ms. Higgins and endured the same. So we are sorry for all of these things. And in doing so, each of us take an accountability for changing these things.
Now, this comes almost a year on from the grassroots movement March for Justice really highlighted women's safety concerns and inequality across the workplace and at home for women. You may have been at that march on the Hill. Now, today, sexual assault and abuse survivors Grace Tame and Brittany Higgins will speak at the National Press Club at midday. You can catch that live, or you can catch up on iView that speech. It's fully sold out. Sue Barrett was one of the key organisers behind last year's March for Justice campaign. Sue, is Scott Morrison's apology enough?
Good morning, Lish. Well, the apology is long overdue, decades in fact. But an apology only becomes genuine if real and swift action for restitution follows. Otherwise, it would be hollow, cynical and performative. So I think the jury's out at the moment, given how a lot of us are feeling at the moment with lack of action, and particularly what happened last year as well. There hasn't been much that's changed since we all arrived in Canberra on the 15th of March. 7,000 of us, I think, turned up that day to actually have our voices heard. So, yes, I'm not sure if it's genuine yet.
Now, it's come a year later, a year after, and considering the Jenkins review and everything that's gone on in that year, are you confident things will now change?
Let's put it this way. Back in 1984, Australia was a world leader in terms of women's equality and safety at work when it actually passed the Sex Discrimination Act of 1984. Last year, I was shocked when, the Brittany Higgins story broke nearly a year ago, that this act did not apply to Parliament House Canberra. And we also know that the Global Gender Gap Report in 2021 showed that Australia has plummeted from 12th to 70th in terms of women's economic participation and opportunity in the workplace. So we've got to look at reform. We've got to have action, because talk is cheap. So nothing short of implementing all of the recommendations of the Jenkins Respect at Work report, including employer accountability for safe work environments, will suffice. So we just can't keep having announcements. We have to be able to have real action that happens swiftly. And again, they've had a year to reflect on this, a year to actually put in place. And I can't help but be a bit cynical about the timing of this apology. As I said, the apology is absolutely long overdue, but it means nothing without action. And with an election just around the corner, I'm feeling cynical about the apology, I'm sorry to say. But many of the people I speak to and interact with, in person and across social media, are feeling the same.
What action would you like to have seen in these 12 months?
Well, I would have liked to have seen inclusiveness of women. We actually invited all politicians to attend our March for Justice event. We send an invitation out to them on the Thursday before that Monday event. And what happened was that the coalition MPs were advised not to go. And in fact, what we're seeing today with the National Press Club event with Brittany Higgins and Grace Tame is the same sort of action. Coalition MPs are being advised not to go to this event. And this is what really worries us, because on one hand there's this apology, but on the other hand there are other actions which go against the spirit of the apology. So So we need this action, we need this reform. It has to happen. But I'm worried that the execution of the reform will actually fall between the cracks, like the many other announcements made by the current federal government.
My guest this morning, Sue Barrett, one of the key organisers behind last year's March for Justice campaign. Sue, what's next for March for Justice?
I know that they're holding an event on the 27th of February, so there's going to be March for Justice too. I worked with that event. I've been working on some other things as well, so I'm not directly involved with March for Justice on the organising committee. But like many, many, you know, thousands of people, I'll be donning my T-shirt and turning up on the 27th of February to march again. But what I do know is that what precipitated from March for Justice, the event on the 15th of March last year, is lots of satellite operations now around the country. Lots of women and their supporters are empowered to be able to stand up and have their voices heard and make sure that they can actually advocate for change on the ground. So it is grassroots. We need to see this happen, you know, human to human, but also from a policy perspective as well. So it's a system-wide change and reform that we need.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Sue Barrett, one of the key organisers behind last year's March for Justice campaign. And as you said, there will be another one this year. And Grace Tame and Brittany Higgins speaking at the National Press Club today. You can catch it live or catch up on iView.